Okay, now we're good.
And now we're okay, let's go through. We've got everybody here for the roll call. We've established a quorum. We've introduced the guest. I've asked for public comment and Pat has declined. Is that correct, Pat?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. All right, let's get to no presentations. Let's get to the consent agenda. Has everybody looked over the meeting minutes from the last meeting and also the monthly financial report? Are there any questions?
Make a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Also, Chair Doyle, I just wanted to note, I pulled the warrant sheet and put it on. So I went to the Secretary of the Board conference, and you know, when you learn something new, then you implement it, whether
of course
it makes any difference or not. But they recommended that you put the warrant sheet separate from the consent agenda. So I did.
Okay. That's
why it's not there and later in the agenda.
We want to be in compliance, so thank you. Okay, so we have a motion and a second on the consent agenda. Is there any comments, public comments, or anything on that? Hearing none, we will go ahead and do a roll call vote on that.
Director Phillips.
Aye.
Director Cooper.
Aye.
Chairman Doyle.
Aye.
Okay, ayes.
Ayes got it, huh? And one thing in case Pat or Mike, who it looks like we just lost, we're out of order on the numbering on the agenda. So after item number 6, we will go instead of to number 1, it'll be 7 and then and progress 8, 9, 10 up to adjournment as item number 14, if you're following along at home. So let's go ahead and go right into the regular agenda. Items, any items removed? None. And we've got to do the warrants.
Yeah, so I have the warrants. One of the things that I want to do in the future is also put them online. So I did put them, they weren't part of the agenda packet because I did them on later on Friday, but I did put them on the up on the website. So I wanted to kind of get consistent with that so that other people, so that they can be seen and be part of the packet. So they are also on the website now.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing just to attach in the packet going forward so that everybody can see those expenditures.
So I'll make a motion that we authorize payment of the monthly bills and approve the warrant sheet deposits and refund registers.
I'll second that.
We got a motion and a second. Any public comment or input on that item? All right, seeing none, let's go ahead and do a vote.
Director Phillips.
Aye.
Director Cooper.
Aye.
Chairman Doyle.
Aye.
Okay.
Can I ask one question on that one?
Sure.
So Cammy, are you sending these payments out before we approve them?
No, actually Matt and Raymond come in since they need two signatures. They come in after the meeting and sign the checks and then we send them out.
Has there been any issues with anything being delinquent or late?
No.
Okay. Because I would be willing to give authorization to a similar amount from prior month with, you know, budgeted items included in there. If that was to get our bills paid on a more timely manner, I'd be open to that type of authorization. But if it's not creating a problem, then I am fine with what we're doing.
Okay. No, it's so far, it's not creating a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, so we've got the 6-2 taken care of. Let's move on to item number 7, which is the general administrative business. And we'll start with 1.1A.
So we got from the Butte County Special Districts Association, they have a request for nominations It's a letter from Ms. Ann Willman requesting 4 nominations for the Executive Board of Directors, 2 from the non-enterprise districts and 2 from enterprise districts. The nominations are due by Friday, or what's the 20th? Is 20th the Friday? Sounds about right.
Today's the 16th, yeah. 17th, 19th, 20th the Saturday, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, so.
Today's the 17th, sorry. Yeah,
today's
20th.
Yeah.
20th is Friday.
Okay. So they're due by Friday. I don't know if we had any nominations. Anyone we want to nominate?
On that, I'll nominate Raymond Cooper.
I second that.
We'll respectfully decline.
All right. Darn it. I was trying to slip that one in.
Thought he was still on mute.
I was telling Ben to start playing his Xbox right at that time.
I mean Cammy or Jeff, I mean, anybody else have any ideas on this? Somebody that we could get behind, that somebody from the local community? I mean, has anybody talked about, I mean, besides one of us, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's plenty of other special districts. I mean, it doesn't have to come from us unless we want representation, but I mean, there really isn't nothing for us to represent. I mean, there's lots of other special districts out there that could nominate somebody.
I could nominate Mark Solick from PID. He probably would do it. He's the enterprise fund. And then Tom Lando is over at CARD, isn't he? Still on the board over there. He's non-enterprise. He would probably, I don't think he rejects any board nominee.
No.
So Mark,
should we write both of those guys in?
Yeah, Sulik, S-U-L-I-K.
And he's with PID?
Yeah. And then Lando's with CARD.
And he is non-enterprise?
Non-enterprise, yeah.
Okay.
Anyone else, Raymond, that you can think of?
No. I think I should give those guys fair warning before you.
Heck no. I'm telling Mark to nominate Raymond Cooper, so.
Yeah.
This is going to be a surprise to everybody. So did they have...
Lando has participated in the past.
I'm sure.
I think Sean Robacher may too have, from Feather River.
Whoever is interested, I mean, just because we nominate them doesn't mean they have to accept the nomination, but I mean, somebody who is good on that board that can actually drive this organization forward, which I think is an important organization. It's just tough to get, you know, things moving forward. I think we have a lot of pressing issues at this point as enterprise special districts. I think it'd be good.
Raymond, what about your friend on the Vina GSA board?
I'm sure he'd love it.
What about Evan, Cammy?
I don't think he's part of a special district.
He has to be a representative of a special district.
Oh. Is Kelly Parsons already on the board?
Well, we mail the request for nominations to her. So she's obviously involved as it is.
She'd be a great one to nominate if she isn't already on there.
Does it have to be a elected official?
No, it can be a representative or an elected official.
Okay, I'd be open for that.
What about Brian Ring?
For Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly Parsons from Durham Recreation and Park District.
Is Durham enterprise or non-enterprise?
That's That's non-enterprise.
Okay.
So Cammie, do you want to represent us?
No, not with all the things that I have to do for Vina GSA.
Okay.
But thank you.
All right, I think I'll make the motion to nominate the selected individuals for the executive board for the Special Districts Association, Butte County Special Districts Association.
And that, Kevin, was Mark Sulik of PID, Tom Land for Enterprise, Tom Lando of CARD, and Kelly Parsons of Durham Rec for non-enterprise?
That is correct.
Did you have another one for Enterprise?
I do not. I tried to get Raymond Cooper, but it didn't work.
What about from Mosquito Abatement? What about Aaron Amator?
I'd rather go Kelly Parsons. That's non-Enterprise.
Okay.
How about you, Jeff?
No.
Think about it for a second, Jeff.
No.
So a motion by Kevin.
Second by Matt. Any discussion from the public on this one? Just don't see a hand from Pat. It's just not the same. All right, let's go ahead and go to a roll call, I guess. Do we need to vote on? Okay, yes, we do.
Director Phillips.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
I shall abstain.
Abstain. And Chairman Doyle.
Aye.
Conflict of interest, I'm assuming.
Okay. So we've got that. Let's go on to item B.
That I just put in your packet. We discussed it briefly last month. I just put in the copy of the letter that we had gotten from the State Water Resources Control Board of the inspection that was done with Rex and Mike, our water operators, which just showed that we didn't have any issues with the one item being that in the deficiency record, it did say that we needed to create, develop, and maintain a record keeping system for testing and repairing or replacing backflow devices. So I am creating that database and we'll get that to them by December. But so I just wanted to give you a copy of, it's more of a correspondence, but to give you a copy of that. Of that letter.
That was their only finding, right?
Yes.
And it was a priority level 2. It's critical. Do we have to do anything to follow up with them on that?
I think just show them that we have created a record keeping system. So I was going to, I'm going to coordinate with Mike on what the best time of the year. I don't know if we're required to do it at a certain time of the year. I know that Kevin has typically done it in March in the past. I know Pat last time said that Cal Water does his in January. Kevin might also have input on if there's a time that we're supposed to do it by and just make sure that it gets done in that month in the future.
Yeah, good job on that, Mike. You guys, Cammie and everybody, Rex, that was it was like a pretty good one little finding on that. So it was nice job. Information only. Okay, let's go on to item C.
Item C is just information, which is in your packet, and the nominations that they had for Butte County LAFCO. They had Jack Keeley from Lake Or from Loped was who was nominated. Let's see, he had resigned. Let's see. Who was the nomination? Let's
see.
Mr. Jack, yeah.
Jack Keeley.
It was
and it looks like him. They ran Bill, unopposed.
Yeah, no, Bill Charman. So that was the election results, and I thought I would just share that with you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he was the one that vacated it.
So just information.
What do you call that group? LOPUD?
Mm-hmm.
Lake
Oroville Public.
Lake Oroville Area Public Utilities District.
Hmm.
Sewage transmission only.
Ah, okay. All right, just information. All right, thank you. Item 1.2, the policies and procedures document.
Are we numbering 7.2?
Oh, sorry, it's 7.2. That goes, that's right after 7.1. That's above, right above that.
So that is, I was going to get with Kevin. I have draft come up with a draft numbers. I was hoping to have it completed by Friday, but did not. So I will forward them to Kevin and get his input on my methodology. I did a comparison to other water districts and what they charge for things like an extra meter reading or a call, a service call. I took into consideration Mike's hourly rates and kind of figured out how long it takes him to do some of those things, as well as my administrative time to follow up. And that's how I came up with the rate. So I'll be sending that off to Kevin to kind of look at tomorrow and to confirm if that's good, and I'll bring it back for you guys next month.
Sounds good. I'll be looking for it.
Okay.
That'll be good to get that one put to rest. Okay. All right. That's good. Anything else on that one, Cammie?
Nope.
All right. Let's go on to eight. Item eight, water operations business. Mike, you're on. You want to go over your over the log? I didn't get a copy of that. Did that go out?
Did I not send it to you?
I sent it to Cammie. I'm not sure.
I forwarded it to you guys. Maybe I might have overlooked that. He did send it to me.
Did everybody get a copy?
Did I not?
I don't think Gara forwarded it. Your email said you were going to.
I didn't get it.
Okay. I did put a copy. Well, I was efficient and put a copy on the internet. I can bring it up if you'd like. Let me pull it up. I even think, hold on. Do we not have it up?
I can kind of just go over two key points on the log. Everything was kind of normal this month.
Oh, there it is. Can you guys see that?
Not yet. Now I can.
Okay. Is it big enough?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
So the two key points, I mean, just normal stuff, but I did have North State come out and test the transfer switch for the generator. And when we ran our test, we simulated a power outage and everything functioned exactly how it should function. There's a little bit of a time delay on the drive because we want to let the generator warm up so we can get some good clean voltage going before the transfer switches over. And we had good clean voltage on all three legs and everything functioned perfectly. So I have no idea why it didn't come on when we had that outage the other day, or I think it was last month. I mean, that's all I can say on that. And then we had one leak when I was doing meter readings. Luckily, I was already in town, and it was a minor leak. It's just a old service connection. Somebody ran it over in the ground, and it finally, I think it just gave. So I called R&R Horn out to get that repaired, and we had minimal downtime, and everything went exactly how it was supposed to go. So very good on that as well. I did want to bring up something that's not on this log. It's on November's log, and it's about the tank at Alley's site. I'm noticing that around the access cover for it, it's starting to form some pitting, which would indicate internal corrosion inside the tank. And I figured that it might be a good idea to start discussing whether or not like we'd want to replace it in the future. I know it's kind of like a big ticket item, but it is super important to the distribution system because of its location. It's in the center of the distribution system, and it's the only form of cushion for any like hydraulic surge and pressure that the distribution might experience. And I think that it's absolutely crucial to kind of keep our infrastructure in that area, some of the older pipelines intact. Maybe you guys would want to comment on that.
But do you know what the cost, like estimation, like what that's, what are we looking at on that?
I could get a couple bids from some different contractors. I just wanted to bring it up to you guys first and see what your guys' thoughts were. We can estimate for you guys.
Yeah, it seems like if it's the buffer between, and it's pretty critical, and you're seeing that type of wear and tear, I think it's probably something we probably should think about and also prioritize, but also understand what the kind of the cost associated with something like that is.
Absolutely. I totally agree. It is, I think Kevin said that it was here when the water companies formed. So he's thinking it's around 70 years old. So it's that we've gotten our use out of it. I think that it'd be really good to kind of maintain that. What I'll do is I can get a quote from North State. I can also get a quote from Durham Pump and see if we can kind of get a competitive bid going for that. And then I can present it to you guys at the next board meeting. Sound good?
That would be good.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Perfect.
When you talk to Kevin, I know a few years ago he drained that, and I thought he put a camera in it. Did he mention anything?
Yeah, he said that there was some corrosion forming on the inside when he looked inside of it. So, I think that was – I don't know. I think it was quite some time ago when he did drain it and inspected it. So.
Yeah, at least five years ago.
And the only reason I bring it up is because it is kind of a liability to the district. Typically when these things go, they start to form like pinhole leaks. And that's like your first indication that it needs to be replaced. But they are a huge liability if there is like catastrophic failure. It could take out a foam pole. It's nasty when they fail in a catastrophic manner. So,
well, I think it's a pretty critical piece of equipment in our system. So at one point we talked about coating it. And we never did follow through with that, but I think it's important that we, if it needs to be replaced, we replace it.
And then I did provide an estimate of for the hydrant flushing and testing, and I upped the price by $50 because I kind of thought about it a little bit, and if I were to wire wheel them and paint them, that's really time consuming. And then I got to cover the cost of paint. So that's why I know I originally said $50, but I think that $200 is going to probably be a little bit more around like the total cost of each hydrant. So I don't know if you guys got that.
So I'm thinking if I didn't send them the log that had that same estimate, then I must not have forwarded.
I didn't see it.
So I apologize. I think I was trying to be overly organized in creating the packet, but then I didn't put it in the packet. So I apologize for that, Mike.
Yeah, no worries.
On that. So then, I will forward that. Maybe we can do it as a package with the bid for the tank as well. And I promise to get it out.
Perfect. And then I also did, I provided Cammy with an estimate because she was also talking about getting looking to get a grant from the state for a generator at Alley site. So North State put it together a bid. I reached out to Durham Pump. They said they were going to put together one for me, but they still haven't followed through on that. So I could probably reach out again. And then one more thing is what I'm noticing with R&R Horn, I actually live right near one of their very, very large projects that they got going on. And I see them out there every day. And I getting them to do work for us is kind of a bear. I call quite often, and I think that they're just slammed. So is it all right if I go through other vendors, or is R&R Horn like the district's like preferred vendor to do work?
I'll jump in. If I would like to see bids, to be honest, out of that. So even if you have the time to do bids, that'd be great, especially from some local contractors. I know R&R is kind of doing quite a bit of the big projects. So that's my perspective is, if you can get I like the multiple bid process. And if you sure. do time frames in there on those bids that they need to respond by this or that, and if it's just verbal, I'm okay with that.
Okay, perfect. There's only two other vendors I was considering. Kevin actually referred them. One of them, he actually lives right next to the Holland site, or his shop is. He's a really good contractor. I think his name, Brown is the company name. Kevin said he does outstanding work. So he'll probably be my first bet, but then there is also NorCal Excavating that I was going to look into.
It's interesting that you say NorCal Excavating, because in going through Kevin's old logs, he used to use them more, even just a couple of years ago. So I'm not sure how we got away from them. So I think they're used to working with us as well.
Okay.
Well, they had an underground boring machine, and that's why he used them for bores.
Oh, cool.
And Mike, is the Brown, the guy Brown contracting or whatever, is he live in Durham?
Yes, he does. I think so. I see he has two sites. So one that's not connected to Durham, but I still service that account. I see he has like one site where he has all of his like bigger equipment. And then over off Holland, like right next to the pump sites, probably like down the street, just one house. He has like a nice like metal kind of shop, and then like a little gate that he drives back in there. But he has I always see him. He's a busy guy, but from what Kevin says, he does outstanding work and came highly recommended. So
just one thing on that, just make sure you're running any type of new contracts through Jeff, and make sure Jeff has insurance on them, making sure that their liability insurance is enough to cover any type of major damage or anything like that. So I have no problem using other vendors. Just make sure that we're covering our bases on that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can do that for you. No problem. And then that's basically it. Everything's kind of, you know, it's slowing down. Winters, people are using less water, so it's kind of nice. Any questions? Does anybody have any questions for me?
No, thanks, Mike. That was a great report. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, let's move on to item 9, the attorney report. Jeff.
Just one item. We've received a standard engagement letter from Matthews, Hutton, and Warren for audited financial statements for the years ending December 31, 2018 and 2019. I've reviewed it. It's standard. Kevin, you're probably very familiar with these. And I see no reason why it shouldn't be accepted and signed by the district. He has already, as you will note, provided the draft of the 2018 audit for, has that been circulated?
Yes, I did forward that one.
Okay, so we've already received a draft of the 2018 audit from him.
So,
yeah.
So the, on that, sorry.
Yep. Go ahead, Kev.
Yep, on the engagement letter, is that going to be signed by Cammie?
It doesn't. She can sign it if you authorize her to do that tonight.
I think her employment contract basically gives her the authorization to sign that. It's basically a letter stating that she's going to give accurate information to the auditors. But I don't think that's a board approval. I think that's a given to her through that employment contract.
She is a manager, and that would be acceptable. By the way, the fee per year is $5,500.
Okay.
Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, though. Doesn't the board have to, aren't we responsible for approving the auditor for the district? And then
after that,
she can sign that, or how does that work?
Yeah, so if it's an audit fee contract, I think that does need to be approved by us.
Right.
My only issue on the audit fee is that it's not an agendized item for tonight. And I do believe we would need to agendize that for the board approval for public comment.
I've got on here, no, I do not have, is there an audit item on there?
No, there's not. So from the engagement side of things, if we're engaging into the audit and presenting information to the auditor, I have no problem with Cammie signing that. But for a fee contract, that does need to be agendized and probably bring back to the board for that for approval.
This letter, by the way, was buried by Matthew Sutton and Myers. He asked Cammie if anybody had received it, and nobody had received it. So I'm sure if we just to let him know that it appears acceptable, but since we didn't get it on the agenda, we will have it at the next meeting, and that will coincide with our getting comments to him on the 2018 draft of the audit.
Yep, that's fine.
Good.
So we're looking at this as if we're reading the results from 2018. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was a long time ago.
This will get us current and up to date when he finishes these. And the firm, of course, under financial restrictions, I think is at the end of its engagement with us. We're going to have to go for 2020 with another accounting firm.
So just to be clear, there was no engagement for this that was already pre-approved for this audit. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So yeah, we need to approve the engagement. So they're basically risking that if we don't approve their engagement, then their work is not going to be paid for.
Well, there somewhere I did see, and I was looking for it, and I'll have to find it again. There was something that referred to them that after 2020, we would have to hire someone else and rotate. So, and maybe that letter kind of alluded to the fact that they were going to be here for a certain duration. So I'll see if I can find that.
Okay. See if they're, and normally they do it for a consecutive year or so.
Right.
They already have done a proposal for consecutive years and it's already been approved, then there's no need to bring that back. And then the audit engagement letter, which would just be stating that you're going to provide information, is then approved to be signed by you. If there is no fee agreement on that, then we definitely need to bring that back to the board.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, we we were on the fence of whether they were even still around, right? Now, we were wondering if they were coming back. We couldn't get a hold of them for a while there, and now we've resurrected them. We got to check to see if that was already done.
It very well may have, and we'll look into that. But I'm not certain there was a fee attached to it, and I think Kevin is correct. And so I think I'll mention to them that, or Cammy can call them and let them know that we didn't have this on the agenda, and we will make certain it's on the December agenda.
Okay. Anything else, Jeff?
No, that is all.
So do we have an approval to allow Cammy to sign that, and then we agendize the, are we going to approve that, or are we going to wait to do the?
I think we would have her defer signing it until the December meeting, and we'll bring it up at that time.
Okay, sounds good. So no action. All right, Cammy, manager's report.
So for item 4.1 or
10.1A,
I just wanted to share that I am creating an office procedures manual, different than the policies and procedures. It's just how we handle and process things internally, payments, mail, preparing the warrant sheet, just anything, for two reasons. One, if I get hit by a bus and somebody, actually, let me rephrase that. If I win the lottery and decide not to show up, then I want somebody to be able to come in and say, okay, this is how we do the mail. This is how we do the payments. Also, in creating that, when I was talking to John Warren, he asked, one of his questions in getting information for the audit is, do we have a office procedures manual for exactly those things? And I told him I had literally started it the day before. So he was happy to hear that. So that's a question that he does have to look at, an item that he does have to look at when preparing the audit. So I'm in the process of, as I go through things, I also document how it's done. So for any future administrative person, it's all consistent and identifies those steps. So
that's great. Thank you.
And then I did attend the virtual conference for the board secretary clerk. I think I get a certificate for that.
Sweet.
And it was.
You want a raise now?
It was interesting. I haven't done a virtual conference. I've done some trainings virtually. I didn't think a conference would be something that I would, there's so much that you have to do, but I learned a lot. And so hopefully I'll bring some of those things to the table as we move forward.
Yeah, the Almond Board conference this year is virtual. And so I was going through it today, looking about how it's going to get. They have all these different tracks. You can do this track or that track and different areas. And they even have the vendors that are normally in the big conference rooms, and you can go visit them and check out all the things they're trying to sell, are in a virtual room as well. So you can go in and check in with them. They're a little nervous that nobody's going to check in with them, but I'm kind of interested to see how that virtual conference is going to work.
Yeah.
Are they giving away squishy balls?
Yes. Squishy balls? Yeah. They usually give away drink tickets, but this time it's...
I will say for the board secretary conference, they did send Starbucks gift cards via email. So for the 2 days that the conference was, you had 2 days of Starbucks coffee and then a $10, I think, DoorDash coupon. So so you could order your lunch. So that was kind of neat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds good. Anything else, Cammy?
I think that is all.
And item 11, the Vina GSA, it looks like that meeting was canceled, right?
Yeah. We had a stakeholder, the SHAC meeting today. They just, they're making progress on identifying projects or criteria for projects, just moving through some of the various items for preparation of the GSP. They did discuss some of the interbasin coordination that is happening, and we've posted on the website their schedule, anticipated schedule for the next year, and what milestones they'll cover in the SHAC for this next year, and that's on the website. And then
I think the meeting was canceled. I think it's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the board meeting is tomorrow night. They postponed it for a week because of Veterans Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Matt, what you're referring to is the December board meeting.
Oh.
Ann Schwab had canceled that, sent out her cancellation to every person on her mailing list for that meeting. And I received an email from the county today indicating she had done that in error. She had meant to cancel it on her calendar, of course, because she wasn't reelected to the city council.
Oh.
So the December meeting is on too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have monthly meetings through the end of the year, next year.
So the meeting tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:00, is still on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, let's do director's comments. Kevin, anything for you to address the board on?
Not at this time.
Okay. Raymond, anything on your end?
No, not at this time.
And I don't think I have anything either. Well, hold on, I do have one thing. So we talked the other day, this was going back a little while, about getting to a point where we have a little bit of money and trying to get some ideas about what our future plans are going to be. And, I don't know where we're at with ideas, or if that list that North Star gave us back in the day for improvements to the district are still the priority list of what we want to do. But two things we kind of see happening, obviously, because of the rate increases, the financial situation has improved considerably through a lot of hard work, not just for the last year, but also with the rate increases. And I think we have to do something here in the near future to improve the system, or take some of those ideas that North Star gave us and start to work on them. So I'm thinking about, or just kind of throwing it out there as an idea about a public meeting or something that we can get together with, or put some ideas together on what we want to do in the next, few years to start to do some of the things that we need to improve the system. Some of the things that are going to come up are new tanks and new motors and wells and changes and fixes on that that'll continue to be there. But within the next, 6 to 12 months, we've got new meters that we could look at. Obviously, there's grants out there that we could be going after. Now that we have some money in the bank to be able to prove that we can afford these projects, it would be interesting to kind of look at that, and then I don't know, maybe even resurrect the list from North Star to see what they recommend and see if that's still pertinent. So I guess in the next over the next few months is starting to think about that and putting some more details on some kind of outreach program to be able to give the stakeholders input on where we should spend some of these dollars.
I think I would caution against that. I mean, we have an adopted capital improvement project that's based on engineering judgment. We start adding to the mix. You know, I mean, we need to get caught up with what we've got going now before we start trying to solicit new types of projects. I mean, you know, I think that stuff needs to come from our engineer and our operations committee first. Those information or other ideas, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good thing to go back on that list to see if you know, what's still needed, and I guess just start to have the conversation on that, and, you know, just kind of kick it around and make sure we're doing the things that are going to get us the most bang for the buck, the things that need to be done the soonest, and to keep the system running. So maybe have that committee meeting and start to put some ideas together so we can start attacking some of these things.
I would agree with that.
Raven, what do you think about having a operations committee meeting once we get the bid, the estimate for the tank? I'll get you the fire flow estimates, and we start there. Some of the valves that need to be replaced, some of those key things that will allow us to shut down more areas or smaller areas when we need to do fixes in the Old Town area, and starting with some of those things. Some of those things are on that North Star list. And then also identifying how we're going to identify who gets new meters with the grant money that we have.
I think that grant's going to be pretty important to get that thing. We need to get that thing behind us. I mean, we keep on it around and beating it up, and we're getting nowhere with it. It's just costing us. The fact that it's starting to cost us money to, you know, deal with that. So I think that's a high priority. And then, yeah, I emailed you back 2 weeks ago and said, anytime you want to get together, let's do it. Let's identify some things and get some stuff rolling. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I do see, look, Pat has his hand up. So when you open it up for comment.
Are we open? This is director comments. You're opening it up to public?
No, I just said when you do open it up to public, if you do or need to, I don't know.
No, I think this is just director's comments as far as I'm concerned, but.
We had public comment at the beginning of the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's all I had to say. Kevin or Raymond, anything else on your guys' side?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, thanks for running a good meeting.
All right, do we need closed session, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay.
Matt, read the closed session, and then you have to open that up to public comment.
Okay, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D4, conference with legal counsel, initiation of litigation, based on existing facts and circumstances, the board of directors deciding whether to initiate litigation, one case. And now I have to open that up for public comment?
Right.
Okay. Any public comment on that?
Yes. whatever action is taken, I know it's the last two times that you've tabled it. There is a legal requirement, I think, that you have to reveal what that action is about, as well as the voting that takes place of who voted for and against it. Okay. I'd just like to know, and I guess I can make I don't want to go through the formal process, but I'd like to be able to know what this is about. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so can we park Pat so we can
ask Pat if he wants to stay on?
No, we have a parking.
Yeah.
Y'all go to the lobby.
Okay. Lot, or it's a parking room, waiting room or something.
Waiting
lobby.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, I will put Pat in the waiting room and then I'll turn off the recording. Hold recording. Stop. I want to pause. Hold on. Pause.
Okay.
Let's see. Where's our waiting room? I don't see. Here it is. Hold on. Pat, waiting room, admit. Hi, Pat.
Hello.
He's back.
Okay, Pat, during closed session, the board heard from counsel on a matter of whether or not to initiate litigation. No action was taken. The board directed counsel to continue to investigate further and report at the next meeting.
All right, if I may, for just a moment, I had sent Camia an email, and I think this is important for you guys to know. Every item to be addressed at a meeting must be given a brief general description on the posted agenda. This includes closed sessions. The agency has a choice of using its own approach and language to disclose the closed session topics. Okay, now I sent Cami some templates to where you can guys can be protected from a lawsuit. But if you don't disclose, you can be liable for a lawsuit. So could you please give me a brief description of what this matter was about?
Pat, as I suggested,
yes. Hold on, Matt. Do you want to read the description?
Yes. The board of directors is deciding whether to initiate litigation in one case.
Thank you.
And that is what you're going to do. You're going to be that vague in general. The fact that you didn't do this and given adequate notice. Okay, I'm just telling you, you can be sued for it, all right? And I provided you with a template.
And Pat, I thank you for the templates, and I think you will find this among the templates that are set forth in the code.
We trust our legal counsel that he is.
Okay, he'll keep you in safe harbor. All right, okay.
All right, with that, I'm going to move to adjourn. We don't do a vote for adjournment. I'm just calling an adjournment to the meeting. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night, all.
Matt or Raymond, are you guys going to be available to sign checks today? I'm here tomorrow as well, whatever.
Oh, good.
Okay. Are you going to go down, Raymond?
Let's do it before dinner.
Okay. I'm on my way.
Me too.
Bye.
Can you call